Well, good morning. It is Sunday, August the 25th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Friends, we have got a special treat today. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but I'm going to tell you. So, you know, we've been reading the Psalms, and we've been singing the Psalms every Sunday for a long time now. And you know who our real leaders are in the Psalms are Timothy and Julie Tennant. They worked for many years to prepare a metrical psalter and then to write meditations on all 150 Psalms. And that's kind of our core text for the Sundays. Are you ready for this? They're here. We have Timothy and Julie Tennant with us, and they're going to help lead today's Psalter reading and singing. I was in Franklin, Tennessee for a meeting with them at Seedbed's Global International Headquarters, and here we are together, and we're going to lead this psalm. It's such a great moment on the wake-up call. So, Julie's going to read the text. Tim is going to share the meditation. Then Julie will set up the hymn tune for the psalm, and then we'll all sing it together. So, yes, friends, pinch yourselves. This is not a dream. It's really happening. Today's entry is entitled God's Revelation to Us from Psalm 19.
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
This psalm is a celebration of God's revelation. The first part of the psalm celebrates God's universe revelation to the entire human race. We sometimes call this general or natural revelation. This general revelation is mostly observed in the external witness of creation and the internal witness of our conscience. This psalm outlines the great sermon of the created order. Quote, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands, verse 1. We don't often think of creation as proclaiming, but the psalmist reminds us that day after day, the creation's pouring forth speech, and night after night displays knowledge. What is this sermon of nature? Nature is a daily declaration of the beauty, order, dependability, and power of God. We can learn much about the Creator by observing His creation, the fact that the sun comes up every day and shines down on the whole human race, is a picture of God's power and order shining down on all humanity. The latter part of the psalm moves from general revelation to special revelation. This refers to revelation as not known universally, but has been revealed by God in specific acts in history. God revealed himself through prophets and through Holy Scripture. Quote, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple," declares verse 7. The psalm reverberates with praise for God, revealing his mighty acts through law, statutes, precepts, commands, and ordinances. This part of the psalm is a mini summary of that grand and majestic Psalm 119, which celebrates God's law using 8 distinctive words over and over in an intricate and nuanced act of praise. It's also fascinating to notice how the psalmist interweaves the images of general and special revelation. When speaking of general revelation, verses 1 to 6, he uses images that we normally associate with special revelation, such as speaking and the tent of meeting, which is these verses is now the proclaiming creation and the entire canopy of the sky. When speaking of special revelation in verses 7 to 14, he uses language we normally associate with the general revelation of nature, such as the universal access and the radiance of the sun's light, verse 8. This is a way of telling us not to separate out the beauty and majesty of nature from the revelation and self-disclosure of God. He has given both to us for our benefit and insight. On a deeper level, this psalm ultimately points us to the triune God. This psalm is captivated by the singularity of God's ineffable presence. This is the first psalm in the Psalter that contains no reference to enemies or the wicked. Only 25 of the 150 can claim this. For Christians, this psalm draws us into the presence of the triune God. The Father is the Creator, and the voice of creation reflects His power, order, and majesty. The Son is the Redeemer, and He alone embodies the law of God, so we could see firsthand what the righteous life actually looks like in real space and time. The Holy Spirit is the one who not only teaches us God's truth, but empowers us to conform our lives to it, verse 14. Paul teaches in Romans that, quote, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse," Romans 1:20. The triune God has spoken. He has spoken in creation. He has spoken in the law. He has spoken in Jesus Christ. His Holy Spirit now actively speaks in our lives, convicts us of sin, and whispers the truth of God's revelations to the whole human race. Amen.
And now it's time to sing Psalm 19. We're going to sing to the tune of Lions, which some of you may know to the hymn, O Worship the King. And the text is in the metrical psalter for Psalm 19. Are y'all ready?
Okay. Are you all ready is the question. Okay, Psalm 19, you've got the words in the email. If you have the metrical psalter, which I know many of you have in hand, we're going to sing it to the tune of Worship the King. Here we go.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies to proclaim the works of His hands. For day after day their speech loudly pours forth, and night after night knowledge rings out and stands. Like language and speech throughout the whole world, so there is no place their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out unto the ends of the earth, the whole world proclaiming His almighty word. The sun from his tent in heaven above comes forth like a bridegroom mounting the sky. It's like a great champion running his course with joy as it travels its circuit on high. It rises to shine from heaven's far end. Its circuit extends throughout the whole day. There's nothing on earth that can hide from its heat. Great warmth is enjoyed by all under its sway. The law of the Lord is perfect and sound, for with it the soul is revived and crowned. His statutes are trustworthy, making us wise. His precepts are right, and they make joy abound. Commands of the Lord are radiant and bright. They light up the eyes and bring us new sight. The fear of the Lord is enduring and pure. His laws and decrees are eternally right. Most precious are they, more precious than gold, and sweeter by far than sweet honeycomb. By them is your servant warned, and he is told, reward shall be yours in your heavenly home. Oh, who can discern his errors and ways? Forgive all my faults when from you I stray, and keep me from willful habitual sin. Then it will be blameless of great transgression. May words of my mouth and thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you and clean in your sight. O Lord, you're my rock in the day and the night, and my true Redeemer in whom I delight.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Well, I would just like to say to everybody out here that these two, Tim and Julie Tennant, not only have they given us a great gift and all the labor around this Psalter, how many times have y'all been through it?
27.
They have sung through the two of them. I want you to picture them in their sort of den in the mornings. Yep. That's how this started.
That's right.
Singing every day.
Now we're 27 times
the
through.
The Psalms, they're 27 times through. That's 150 times 27.
Whatever
okay?
that is.
Do that math. Well, they've given us this, but, you know, these are the two who were right there sowing the first seed of seedbed, the ground floor, as this started on January the 6th, 2012, as Tim was serving as the president of Asbury Theological Seminary. So all of this is... it's become fruit, and now it is many seeds and going out all over the world. And so I want to thank you all here in the hearing of Seed Nation, Sower Nation.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well, the Lord's word is the seed, and it does bear fruit. Amen.
Well, everybody, we're going to call that a wrap on Sunday. And, you know, I won't see you on the field today. I'll be looking for you at the house of the Lord. So your pregame workout is now complete, and you're ready to go and be joined together with the other living stones, all of us being joined together as living stones into a spiritual house for the declaration of the glory of God all around the world today. So we'll see you at the house. And, you know, this week coming up, we've got Lo Alleman, who will be bringing our wake-up calls. And we're getting ready to launch into Exodus on September the 2nd, Monday, Labor Day, here in the United States. So there's still time for you to invite people to join us, to grab a journal, to get one for a friend. You know, if you buy one, we're giving you two for that sole reason. Buy one, sow one. And we want to bring as many people on this journey as we can because, you know, many people are walking through seasons of wilderness right now. And they're in all manner of struggle. And they need to meet Jesus on that way. And that's where he is. So, we'll see you at the house for the awakening.
I'll say for Timothy and Julie Tennant, even though they've been here for themselves today, praise God, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.